I recently had the pleasure of attending a concert given by Lenta Low and Uwe Grosse. They chose a program which reflected some of the experiences of the pandemic, and particularly the lockdown. One section of the program included music about solitude, something that so many of us experienced last year. An die Einsamkeit by Krieger struck me as particularly poignant as it explored the experience of loneliness. Johann Philipp Krieger is an important forerunner of Bach and Handel. He was born in 1649 into a large family in Nuremberg. He was the oldest of 12 children. Unfortunately, he had a younger brother who was also given the name Johann and who also became a composer, leading to endless confusion over what is by Johann Philipp and what is by Johann. Our Krieger's musical career took him to Italy and Copenhagen, where he met with leading composers of the day. He settled in Weissenfels, which had an opera house for him to compose for. None of his operas survive in their entirety. Just a few arias exist. An die Einsamkeit is from his opera Cephalus and Procris. It's only possible to speculate that it is sung by Procris, the Jew, left alone while her lover, Cephalus the son, is away on one of his many hunting trips. Procris laments, "Solitude, O agony of souls, you crush me to death. Your pain is beyond measure, and if I tried to conceal it, I would be in even bigger trouble." The aria is based on a repeating bass line. The much-used descending tetrachord, four descending notes used so much in Renaissance and Baroque music, often the basis of highly emotional outpourings, such as the love duet at the end of Monteverdi's Coronation of Poppea. Here is Andreas Scholl singing Johann Philipp Krieger's An die Einsamkeit.
Thank you.
was Andreas Scholl singing Johann Philipp Krieger's An die Einsamkeit. To listen to this again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.